I just think whatever has to be is going to be anyway.
Oh, that's a fatalist. See, that was William Shakespeare. That's a primitive Baptist. That's fatalism. And but, fatalism doesn't hold. But now, there is a point of fatalism. If everything always is and there is no time, then it already is. So if that's the case, it is. But that doesn't mean that you can't change the step or the landing or the pier or the gauge for which you cross. You're standing on a line. You're standing on a line. That's string theory. But you're standing on a space. That's not string theory. But those same things can, that line in space, the lines and spaces, the lines and spaces that musically wrote, if it's rote, learned by rote, you can stay on the lines or the spaces. Both are inclusive. So therefore, your fatalism has a two-part moniker. Now listen to this now. It has a two-place, two-step moniker. A moniker is one, but you have one in two places, on the string and on the plane. The rain in Maine falls plainly on the grain. Plainly. And mainly. Mainly, plainly. Plainly, mainly. But both of those occur. They both occur. So therefore, your fatalist position, however fatalistic, includes and includes both outcomes. So it's going to come out that way either way. So either way is the way. Well, ascension is sure that it would be a fatalist regardless of what you do. However, the lines and spaces that preclude your position, you could be there and never know it and separate yourself from it and never arrive. You're that powerful. You're so powerful you can undo fatalism. Otherwise, we'd just relax and wouldn't say anything, let you blow it up, love it up, fuck it up, drip it up, nut it up, do whatever you do to it, let you tear it up, do whatever you do, and you'd land and safe in the arms of Jesus, and you'd be just all right. You'd be la divine enfant. You'd be all ready to go, honey. Rock and roll with the rhythm of the rain.